Nick has lost Christian in one heartfelt arbitration case. We have Hillary and Devon finally getting together. Meanwhile, we have Jack, who's now struggling with his identity. Stay tuned for this week's Restless Wrap.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey everybody, I'm Rachel Goodman, back for another week of Restless Wrap. Before we go ahead and get started here, I just want to let you know that we have a lot of comments in the couple weeks that we've been on hiatus in our at Restless Wrap Facebook page chat, as well as the page itself. So if you haven't already, you should definitely go over to Facebook and like and follow at Restless Wrap. I post the link to the show, as well as any kind of conversation you want to have about The Young and the Restless while we're either not on air or during the week. And I will read all those comments live on air. So first, on the Facebook page, we have Amy Williamson. Her comment is, gonna love what is said about Summer. I bet she got dumped by her married boyfriend. So we're gonna touch on Summer first, right after we read some of these comments, because I have a lot of things to say about Summer too, and how I kind of think she's a brat. But if you don't agree with me, anyone out there, go ahead and you can comment on that and we'll talk about it. Anyone who's live in the chat, we have Hubby Joe, Clex Anvers, aka Tiffany. We have Jean, we have N, we have Demo, we have Simone. I think that's it for today. So Simone, everyone's been talking a lot about Hillary, a lot about how she, the actress, is leaving the show. We have Demo, YNR was great this week. Let's see. So Clex Anvers asks, are you going to be taking calls? We will after the first segment. N, I love Hillary, Michelle Morgan, and I'm heartbroken that she's leaving YNR. Clex Anvers, favorite moment was Kyle getting closer to Jack. Jean, do not like this younger version of Summer. She is not 15, but is acting like it. Yeah, we'll talk about that next. First. Simone, my least favorite was Victor winning again, and my favorite was everything with Summer because I love how she annoys Phyllis to death. Yeah, what I find interesting is that for someone like me who hasn't watched YNR since the beginning, I didn't even watch it when Phyllis was maybe, was younger and was probably, I don't know if Phyllis started when she was a kid or if they introduced her as an adult, but I'm sensing that Summer is now acting just like Phyllis used to act, and that's kind of what I'm enjoying about it. Demo says, please don't put Billy with Summer. Yeah, that would really gross me out, considering everything. Not that they haven't done that before where someone's child gets with the parent's ex-boyfriend or current boyfriend, but no, just don't. It would be so weird. Aaron's here too. Jean, I wish they would just leave John as Jack's dad. Okay, so, and Sarah B. Videos is here now too. Okay, so, let's go ahead and one more comment from Tiffany. Tiffany's been messaging me all for the last couple of weeks about this, so shout out to Tiffany with that. Some of the things she had to say was, I really love the turnaround of Kyle, from wanting to help Mariah with Tessa to wanting to help Jack find his real father. I really like this Kyle. Summer, on the other hand, I hate Summer so much. Like, I was excited to hear she was coming back, since only having been watching since January, I never got to see her character. But my freaking God, where's the bus when you need it? Hashtag where's the bus. So, okay. Let's talk about everything with Summer, because I have a lot to say about her. So this was my first time, this is my first time since she's come back, actually meeting Summer. My first thoughts, yes, what a brat. Who is this person? Why is she acting this way? This week, what I really loved was that conversation she had in the beginning of the week with Phyllis, where Phyllis basically says to her, who are you and what have you done with my daughter? My daughter used to be softer, kinder, the happy child. So clearly we are seeing a Summer who has gone through a lot in her life, who has been so hardened by her life experiences. I'm not even sure how old she's supposed to be at this point. Someone made a comment about her acting like she's 15. So I didn't think 15. She doesn't look 15 to me. And if she's coming back, obviously she is not a teenager. She's an adult coming back. Plus, she was kind of, you know, she kind of seemed very friendly with Kyle. I know they have a history together. Sarah B videos. I still don't like Kyle. Demo, I love Kyle. So we have some differing thoughts there about Kyle. Andre Lawrence is here. Okay, so with Summer, it was very annoying hearing her react like this, hearing her say that basically to Kyle in not this week but the week before that she's basically her mother's daughter and that she's just like her. And I could see that this girl, I'm going to call her a girl even though she is clearly not a young girl anymore, it's obvious that she is this hardened person and has just been through so much pain and it doesn't know how to process it. I'm wondering, like, to me, it feels like this child is not going to ever get back to the daughter that Phyllis used to know, and that there's much more to the story than what we actually know right now. I'm really curious. I don't like Summer at all right now, but I don't exactly hate her either, and I don't, like, it's just an annoyance for me. And I feel like there's a lot, like when she was talking with Jack, that's another thing too. Seeing her interact with Jack was much different than seeing her interact with Phyllis. With Phyllis, it was like I was watching a spoiled brat. It's always like I'm watching a spoiled brat. Or when she's around Billy and she's trying to seduce him, that is ridiculous. But when she was talking to Jack and she was just, like, it seemed like we were watching a more mature person. In that moment, it was like Jack brought out a better Summer. And with her, instead of watching a bratty girl who's been through pain when she was talking to Phyllis or trying to seduce Billy or even talking to Kyle to some extent, when I saw her interact with Jack, it was like I was watching a person who had been hurt badly and had grown from that pain in a positive way and had grown into an adult. Just the way that she was even kind of giving Jack advice, and it was sound advice too about his situation with the paternity and finding out he's not an Abbott. She genuinely seemed like she cared about him, and that to me gave a little more detail into her as a character, because now I'm starting to understand that part of what she's going through is obviously the pain she's been through with her, the guys she's been with and everything. But on top of that, it probably has a lot to do with how Phyllis was with her growing up, and maybe also the fact that Phyllis is now with this younger guy. Not that, to me, Billy and Phyllis, I mean, this is just me. Obviously, Billy is younger. I didn't think he was that much younger, but compared with Jack, he is significantly younger, and maybe to Summer, that she doesn't see it as making any sense at all. And maybe that was part of the reason why she's very bothered by her mother right now because of what happened between Jack and Billy and her mother. So, just to kind of go through some of these conversations, Phyllis and Hillary end up having the conversation about Summer, where Phyllis actually says, "My daughter has turned into her mother. She's a sex bot who doesn't care who she pisses off." Hillary, this actually kind of made me laugh. Hillary was like, "I love her already." It was actually kind of funny. But yeah, no, I don't love Summer already. Okay, so we have some comments here. Simone says, "I understand Summer has experienced some bad things, losing her husband and everything with Luca, but she is spiraling out of control." Yeah, I agree. Like, for me, I have just met this girl / woman, and yeah, no, I'm not enjoying the character at all. But I appreciate the layers, but I just don't enjoy her as a person. Tiffany says, "I think she will have to do something extreme for Kyle to actually be willing to waste his time with Summer." Sarah B videos, "Even though Summer has been through so much, there's no call for the monster she has become." Yeah, and I think for me, the worst part about all this is what she is doing to Billy. She is half naked when he gets back to the apartment. She's seducing him. She is twisting his words. And after, it was like the same beat where she said, "Oh, well, Billy, you're twisting my words." But no, it was her twisting his words. And I want to say that Billy, right now, I am very, I feel very proud of his character, because most men, well, okay, I take that back. I'm not going to say most men. Let's just say that some men in his situation would react by saying yes to Summer instead of just pushing her away. And Billy has treated her like she is, you know, kind of like not a daughter-in-law, but more like it's the daughter of his girlfriend, the way he should be treating her. So he's treating her appropriately is my point. But on top of that, he is telling her, nope, I'm not doing this. I love your mother. I'm not interested in you. And she just keeps saying, oh, well, you think I'm cute, don't you? You're attracted to me. Well, I think you're hot, too. And it's just so ridiculous that she would do this. It's just over the top. And, oh, I do not like her. The only thing I don't like about the situation with Billy is that he should really tell Phyllis, like, now that Summer's doing this to him. Otherwise, I have this really bad feeling that Phyllis is going to walk in on Billy and Summer, and Billy may still have the same attitude where he's saying no, but Phyllis could walk in at just the wrong moment where it looks a certain way, and it doesn't look like he's pushing her away, and it will just make it hard for Billy. Now, Phyllis seems to be aware that her daughter is lying and is a liar right now. Especially as they were in Jabot, and Phyllis made a comment along the lines of, I want to believe you. I think it had to do with the money situation. But Phyllis obviously can't believe Summer right now because Summer is just acting so crazy. So I have no words for how crazy this seems to me with Summer and how nuts she's acting. She sounds like she really changed from the person she used to be. The other thing I want to say about her is that I kind of do think it would be nice to see Kyle get with her because, like Phyllis wanted, Phyllis was asking Kyle to basically step in, be Summer's friend, be a good influence to her. And it just seems like, well, number one, Kyle won't do it for obvious reasons because he does not want to get hurt. And he clearly knows that Summer has changed. But then, two, I just think, okay, he won't do it, but if he did, he might be maybe the one person who can maybe get her to soften up a little bit. Let's see. Dima says, I want Kyle with Mariah. Caroline Spencer, she is self-sabotaging her entire life because she doesn't feel worthy of proper love. Not saying it's okay, just saying that what her actions are saying. Yeah, and you know what? I agree with you. I think that everything she's doing is coming from a place where this character is emotionally damaged from everything she's been through in her life. Clearly, this is a hurt woman, but it just doesn't, without knowing, first of all, I don't know what she was like before, but just seeing the way she's acting, even though there's a reason for it, it's still hard for me to process that someone would go that far. Just come back into Genoa City and start seducing their mother's boyfriend like that. And that makes me annoyed. Demo, if Billy cheats with Summer, it will be Phyllis karma for cheating on Jack. That's true, but the whole thing is that I hope it does not happen. I feel like it might. I feel like right now Billy is making the right choices and pushing her away and saying the right things. But the fact that he's not telling Phyllis is what's going to cause the problem, because sooner or later, maybe Billy will cave. And we saw there was a preview for next week with Summer and Billy, another scene where she's basically seducing him. It doesn't show anything happening, but I just feel like the longer it goes on, the more chance that Billy is going to cave. Simone, I agree with you, Caroline. She's been played so many times by men. She's not willing to be vulnerable again. That's true. Aaron, I liked seeing Kyle with Victoria. They looked cute together, and that's interesting. Tiffany says, Billy won't cheat on Phyllis with Summer, but Summer will definitely set him up. And that's what she seems like she's doing. Demo, she's got three kids, hiding a dead body, Victor and Billy, Kyle don't go there. Okay, I think that's with Victoria. Maxwell Comics Inc., Billy is going to cheat and Phyllis is going to break up with Billy. So Billy will get with Victoria. Aaron Brody, Summer's disgusting. We have one more comment from Maxwell. Oh, remember when Summer was flirting with Kyle while he was an adult and she was in high school? Remember Kyle said no, just like Billy, because Summer was underaged at the time, but he gave in, so LOL. Okay, so obviously, this is a recurring theme with Summer. And so there we go. Phyllis saying, what happened to my daughter? Maxwell just brought up a really good point, and this is something I wouldn't have known. Obviously, Summer wasn't this, you know, like, innocent character before she went away either. So maybe Phyllis is kind of, maybe the way that they're writing it and the way that Phyllis is acting, I don't know if Phyllis just didn't realize her daughter could be like this, but obviously Summer is not this innocent character. All right, so before we get into our next segment here, I just wanted to make an announcement of something new that's coming along in AfterBuzz. Here at the network, we produce after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But now we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. Besides helping us a ton, here's what's in it for you. It caters specific content you already like directly to you. It brings you your favorite after shows, so you don't have to seek them out. And it suggests content from other channels or podcasts that might interest you. Subscribing to our YouTube channels will also help you discover new shows we're sure you'll love. Since you're already tuned into our drama channel, you might be interested in Queen of the South, Claws, 13 Reasons Why, and Queen Sugar. And remember, we have channels for other genres too. Please don't be shy about subscribing to them either. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be. They're optional. It's easy. Hit that subscribe button now for an even easier AfterBuzz experience. And if you let us know that you did in the comments, we'll shout you out on air. Thanks for being the best fans. We promise to continue to do our best to serve you. Okay, so now that we have that done, let me just announce that we're going to do calls. So if you are listening live right now, it's 5:36 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on June 17th, 2018. We are going to take calls. The number to call in is 424-253-0749. So again, if you're listening live right now, you can, if you want to call in and be on the show, the number to dial is 424-253-0749. And right now, I'm going to get into the arbitration because that was a huge part of this week. Most of my notes are on the arbitration because we had so much happening. And I just want to say up front that the thing that bothers me the most about the arbitration with Nick and with Victor actually has nothing to do with Nick or Victor. It has to do with the mental illness shaming that I feel they put Sharon through. This is Rachel. Who's on the line?
Hi, Rachel. It's Tiffany.
Hey, Tiffany. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So we were actually talking about this earlier. I'm going to get into the arbitration now. And specifically, I wanted to talk about Sharon and how basically, in my opinion, they shamed her for having bipolar disorder when there was no reason to warrant it because she, from what I've seen and from what they brought up in the case, they did not specifically state that there was anything that she had done to endanger a child because of this mental illness. So what are your thoughts on that?
Sorry, go ahead.
What are your thoughts on what they did to Sharon and the reason why they denied Nick rights to having the child rights for Christian?
Yeah, well, you know what? I was talking to you earlier about it, and by talking, I mean thoroughly ranting. But, you know, the whole thing is, well, first of all, I don't know why I became about Sharon in the first place. This was between Victor and Nick, and I don't know why they felt the need to bring Sharon into the picture at all. That being said, though, I mean, there is nothing saying that someone with any sort of disability really could, you know, have a problem parenting a child properly. And just one of the things that really bothered me was I can't remember if it was the judge or Michael who said it, but they said something along the lines of, like, are you able to, you know, basically predict the future and, you know, guarantee and say you won't have another moment where you go back and, you know, have another problem with your bipolar disorder? And Sharon's just like, well, no, I can't predict that. But I'm like, okay.
It was just,
well,
yeah.
You can't predict the future and say that she's going to relapse again. So what? How is it chosen at all?
Well, and that's the thing is that they said they said back in 2012 she had gone through an episode and checked herself into an institution. Now, to me, someone who checks themselves in, it says to me that they are very capable of knowing when they have a problem and that they're going to take care of it. And now she's on proper medication. She's going to school. She's getting therapy. And this is 2012. We're in 2018. So my thought is if she had a history of abusing children for whatever reason, if she had a history of neglecting children, if she had a history of not being able to take care of her children, I could see what their point is by bringing in things that she had actually done to neglect children. But I agree with you. It makes no sense to me that they would use Sharon as the reason why they wouldn't give full custody to Nick. It makes no sense whatsoever that that would be the reason they would use. And I think you had said this when we were talking, that Victor's criminal background outweighs any situation that Sharon has ever been in. So for them, and they even brought that up, but they didn't focus on it. It's like all they wanted to focus on was Sharon. And it became about Sharon and just...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. With Victor, too. I mean, that's the thing is, Victor, I mean, you know what? I am at that point where I've only been watching since January, so that speaks a lot to the fact that I don't know how much I can take of Victor anymore, because I'm just at that point where it's like, and, you know, Nick has gotten to this point, too, where it's just, like, he wins every time. Like, I don't know, personally, of the time that Victor Newman has ever lost. And that whole scene with Nick at the club after the hearing, whenever he took all of Christian's things with him and started telling Victor, like, this is his teddy bear, this is his robot, or whatever it was. And he's like, this is when you start to lose everything you love and everybody that you love. And I'm like, yes, Nick, I am here for this. I will support you 110%. Just don't turn into Victor.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing is that it always feels like Nick and Victor get into these wars over different things for sometimes stupid reasons. And I'm not saying it's stupid for Nick because I am Team Nick over Team Victor any day. But they just get into all these battles and wars. And then and Victor, like just the responses he had, like, I'm sorry, this is the way it had to be. And then when they had the Father's Day brunch and he said that Faith could stay, but Nick had to leave so it didn't look weird to the child. Victor, who are you? Like is it, Christian has been raised by Nick. He knows him as his father. They even said, I think they even had him say in the brunch scene, by dad, like a little kid's voice was saying it or something. I think I caught that. But yeah, it's just, I don't know what Victor's thinking. He has a nanny caring for the toddler all the time. Victor says he wants what's best for his grandson, but does he really think that Christian would be better in the arms of a nanny versus in the arms of his father? It makes no sense.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, too. Is what I caught the same thing you did at the lunch when we were having the Father's Day lunch. I heard the same thing. It was whenever Nick first came in.
Yeah.
And Christian came in and he called, like, Dada or something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
And it kind of broke my heart because she went through, I mean, you didn't see Christian a whole lot. But just that little moment where it's like, oh, wait, yeah, okay, so this is a thing. And then on top of it, I mean, Abby and Victoria had no idea this was happening. But now that they do, I even told you this earlier, like, I want to see them all, like, team up against Victor, especially Victoria and Nick, because they have been through so much crap because of Victor that I think... I've had enough of it, and I can only imagine that Nick and Victoria have had so much crap throughout the years that it's just, it's time.
Yeah.
It is time for them to take charge and get out of Victor's grasp altogether.
Yeah, I agree. Well, thank you for calling in, Tiffany.
Yeah, no problem. It was nice to rant some more.
Yeah, and I will talk to you later.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so we have a couple of comments in the chat. We have Gene. Victor's having trouble talking from his injuries. He is not at full speed. Demo, Victoria's kept in the dark about everything. Demo, Nikki siding with Victor. Caroline Spencer says, I hope Victor loses everyone this time around because he needs to be stopped. I hate that he always gets his way. Nick is a good father and that baby needs to be with Nick. Yeah, I agree. And it's just so ridiculous. Demo, Victor keeps calling Nick Christian's uncle. Ouch. Yeah, it does not make any sense. Simone says Victor sees it as he let Nick keep Christian when Victor could have taken him the moment Adam died. The moment Nick stepped out of line, he would pull this. Yeah, but the arbitration in general just made me annoyed because, like Caroline said, he always gets his way with everything. Nikki came back eventually. Okay, fine. Nikki wanted to go back. But I just feel like Victor, I agree with Caroline, Victor always gets his way, and it would be nice to see him finally stopped or at least start learning. You would think that the coma would have taught him that family means a lot more than the way he's treating these people. And I guess in Victor's twisted mind, he's doing things right by his family, but it's just not the way that Nick supported him. Nick even brought this up. Nick said that I was there for you when you were dying or on your deathbed, even though, well, not dying, but he was in the coma. And this is how Victor's repaying him. Awesome. Thanks for calling in. Who's on the line?
I'm the Max.
Hey, Max. So we're still talking about everything with the arbitration, but unless you had anything.
I'm laughing at that, so.
Yeah. Okay. So what did you think about it?
I think Nick should have listened to Sharon, and if Nick would have listened to Sharon, none of this would have happened.
Yeah, because I think, like, didn't she suggest not going?
Sharon's like, let's not do this. Why don't you just leave me for a minute? Because you know they're going to use it against me.
Yeah.
Just leave me for 2 seconds, and then when the arbitration is over, we can get back together.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, because if they, but it's funny because if he had moved out, I just don't know how they would have handled that in the arbitration anyway, because Victor would either know that he was still living there, or Victor would maybe...
They need to just completely just move. Here's what really baffles me. Even when Nick and Sharon weren't together, Sharon still lives on Victor and Nikki's property. Like...
Yeah.
I know they only have a couple sets, but, like, in this fictional world, there's probably a bunch of other places to go live in the city. You own your own coffee shop. You have money. Go move. Get off their property.
Yeah.
But, you know.
And it's just funny, too, because so Victor's going to get Christian now. But like you said, they're on the same property. So I don't know. I know it's a pretty big property, but you would think that Nick would just go over and see Christian as much as he wanted anyway. And just what did you think of the scene when Nick went in and basically caused a scene when he, I mean, I agreed with it, but
I was excited, but I was on the one hand, cause like, I'm kind of adapting. So I'm like, this is a great scene. This is great. But on the other hand, I'm like, you're causing a scene. This is really powerful and all, but like, I was watching your conversation with the girl earlier, and, you know, she was like, y'all are like, oh, we want to see, you know, all the kids team up against Victor. That's happened before. Abby, Victoria, Nick, and Adam, they all teamed up, and they won a lawsuit against them, but they ended up losing. Like, they do this all the time. Every couple of months, the whole family turns against Victor, and then they'll either forgive him or they'll lose.
Yeah, yeah.
And this isn't a new storyline, so I'm not expecting Nick to win. Like, it's cute to think he's going to win because, like, it's something new, but, like, I don't think anything is going to change.
Yeah. It was just hard. I love what they did after the arbitration because they really made us feel bad for Christian.
Feel bad for Nick.
Yeah, feel bad for him, feel bad for Christian because they really, like, it was heartbreaking seeing him pull out the toys and saying, well, this is how Christian likes it washed. If you're not going to wash it, don't tell him that because he'll be hurt.
This shows like Victor knows nothing about Christian.
Yeah, exactly. And Nick, obviously, Nick puts his children first. That's the tragedy of this, is that Christian just got sent to live with his grandpa, who has a history of not putting children first.
Christian is going to grow up with, like, the biggest personality disorder ever. He's been passed around from person to person with different custody and different names. He was Christian, then he was Sully, then he was dead, then he was not dead, then he was with a mom and a dad, and then he was with, like, an aunt and an uncle, and then a mom and a dad again, and I was with this guy. It's like, because she's going to be, like, so confused.
Yeah. Oh, poor kid. Like, that's who I feel the worst for. And just, yeah. But thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for having me again.
Yeah, of course. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Okay, so as we're running out of time here, we've got about 10 minutes left, let's talk about Hillary and Devon and just kind of go over everything that happened with them. Let me just see if there's any other comments in here. So, Aaron, Sharon has raised three other kids she raised from birth. So if she's a bad mother, then why were her kids left with her custody? That's another thing they should have taken into consideration, the fact that Sharon has raised other children. Demo, yes, move off the ranch. Good point. Jean, by the way, did anyone notice at Sharon's place there is a screen-in porch? Don't think it's been there before. I did not notice that, but for anyone else who wants to comment, let's see. Clex Anvers, Sharon is an amazing mother to Faith, Noah, Christian, and Mariah, and was a great mother to Cassie. No one can convince us of otherwise. Yeah, and that's the thing. It was like the whole case against Nick was Sharon in the end. And I didn't understand the ruling that they made, that the judge made. So, personally, yeah, I hope they keep, I mean, I know they're going to keep fighting it, but I just hope that there's, I saw, not to give it away for anyone, but in the previews, they showed a certain engagement happening, or a certain proposal, I should say, between Nick and Sharon. So I'm guessing that may be one thing they try to use, is that if they're actually married, it'll look better for the case. Not that that would be the only reason for Nick to propose, but just a thought that that could be what their strategy is going to be next. Okay, so Hillary and Devon. So they're kind of, where we picked up this week was Hillary had moved in with Devon and Shauna. Or I should say Hillary and Shauna had moved into Devon's place, to be more specific. And we obviously Hillary is pregnant now. But Hillary kind of gave Devon the option of, where do you want me to sleep? And Hillary ended up with Shauna. And that's where they're at right now. And Hillary, obviously, clearly Hillary, it's not that she's annoyed by Shauna, but she wants more alone time with Devon. And she's not directly saying it. She's not being mean to Shauna either. But it's kind of, I can just tell by the way Hillary's acting around Shauna that she wants more of that romantic alone time with Devon that she's not getting. Hillary ends up saying she has a surprise for Devon. When she gets back to their place, she has this, I guess she bought dinner for them and they were going to eat together alone. And Shauna comes down and is like, oh, food. Okay, cool. So Hillary is like, ah, like you can just see the look on her face is like, great, Shauna. Yeah, you can join us. When in reality, she does not want that. But finally, this is what I was hoping. I was hoping Shauna and Hillary would have a talk where basically Hillary said, hey, I don't mind doing things with you sometimes, but other times I want to be alone with Devon. And I thought that was a very fair conversation to have. And that's basically, they're in Crimson Lights, and that's basically the conversation they have, is that Hillary wants to have some alone time with Devon. And this is after Hillary tried to pawn Shauna off, because that night she wanted to be alone with Devon. But in the end, Shauna gets the message and she ends up being okay about it. She ends up inviting Charlie to hang out, and then Charlie kind of shows up, and then they like mutually agree to hang out. They go and they become like the servers for a little bit at this like impromptu surprise dinner that they set up for Hillary and Devon. And it becomes this date night for Hillary and Devon. And then Shauna and Charlie go off on their own date night and they end up kissing. And by the way, I think Shauna and Charlie, they're a really good couple together, and I hope they keep, like, I can see maybe down the road Lily's going to give them a problem, but I hope that they last for a while. And then Hillary and Devon end up getting together, and they sleep in the same room by the end of the week. So there was everything with them. Let's see if we have any comments. Demo, Hillary should be killed off by Lily. Her death is accidental and Devon is out for revenge against Lily. That would be one crazy storyline, but that would be interesting. Tiffany says, I still don't know what that I trust Shauna. She clearly is only there to put Hillary and Devon together. Hillary had no right to invite Shauna to live at Devon's house. So hashtag hit Hillary with a bus. Hashtag Mariah Hour will rise. I would love to see the Mariah Hour. That would be great. Aaron Brody, oh my God, I loved Nick going off on Victor at the GC Club. Yeah, that was funny. Tubby Joe is also putting hashtag hit Hillary with a bus. Hashtag Mariah Hour will rise. So it sounds like we're all voting for the Mariah Hour here. I mean, if Hillary's leaving, here's the thing I don't know, and someone can comment if you would like, if the character is being written off the show, or if it's just the actress is leaving Young and the Restless, and they're replacing her and keeping Hillary. That is what I am unclear of at the moment, if anyone would like to tune in and or like to comment. If you're not watching this live and you want to leave a comment on the actual video, let me know and I'll read it next time. Okay, so we talked about Hillary and Devon. We talked about everything with the arbitration. Just really fast, we had a little bit with Jack and trying to find his identity. Not find his identity, but he just couldn't figure out what he was really doing, except for the fact that he knows he wants to find out who he is, like who his father is. He's very curious. He went through these journals that he found, or that Neil gave him from Dina, and it finally got to the spot where it was going to say the name and the page was ripped out. So that's what he's trying to do right now. Then we also have Abby and Venturo, and they decided they were going to stay together, even though Abby has found out about everything with Nikki. They're still going to stay together. And Abby just randomly like invites Venturo with her to the Father's Day brunch. And that was awkward because she didn't tell Victor. And then she basically says, like, so Abby and Venturo kind of think that Victor is going to try to make it hard for them so they can't date because of the circumstances, because Victor is going to be very protective over Abby. So Victor basically at the brunch, he's like, oh, Venturo has to leave. This is not I did not give you a plus one, Abby. So Nikki, Victoria, and Abby leave the table, and it's just, you know, man to man, it's Venturo and Victor, and they have this really stern conversation where Victor basically tells Venturo, if you hurt my daughter, I will find you. And then the three women come back and Venturo says, yes, I'm leaving. I was like, okay, well, Victor obviously did his job to scare him away, but not that Venturo is going to stop dating Abby, but it was really funny to see him leave like that. I pretty much touched on everything else. They had a really nice Father's Day special on Friday. We saw Lily and Kane for a brief moment walking with Maddie and Charlie eating ice cream. And then they all had a little get together at the house with Neil. And Lily ends up going. So Charlie cuts out of there because down the hallway, Shauna is there alone because Devon is with Neil. And basically, Charlie leaves and goes to, like, make out with Shauna. Lily finds them. This is why I think down the road, Lily's going to give them a problem, because Lily kind of gave Shauna, not directly, but kind of indirectly gave her an attitude. So, all right, let's quickly get to our lol moment. So this week I had one. It was in the very beginning of the week when we had Victor and Nikki talking about the custody situation with Christian, and Nikki kind of tried to get Victor to stop. Victor was just kind of ignoring what she was saying, and he goes, if you say something interesting, I'll respond. And the way that he said it, it was just so mean, and so, like, it sounded sexist, too, because, like, even though, like, it just felt like he was talking down to her, and, like, he was not giving her any kind of respect, I just started laughing so loudly, because typical Victor moment, that needs to be a hashtag. Hashtag typical Victor. Let's just check really fast and see if we have any other comments. We have Tiffany saying, adios, goodbye, Hillary. Aaron, I'm surprised Shauna is okay being the third wheel with Devon and Hillary. Well, she's dating Charlie now, so that'll help a lot. Okay, so, oh, and Tiffany, I love Kyle and Jack bonding. I have a soft spot for father-child stories, and I loved it. I still don't think I can trust Arturo, and I'm sorry, I think I was saying Venturo. I meant to say Arturo, so sorry for mixing up his name there. Okay, so on that note, my name is Rachel Goodman. You can find me on Twitter at Rach Goodman or Facebook at Rachel Ann Goodman. You can also go to our Facebook page at Restless Rap if you like and follow. I always post the link to the show there. And if you have anything to say about the show or anything to say about anything during the week, I will read it live on air when we have our show. So thank you and have a great week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.